this is very significant in more ways than one. Firstly, the last time we were there was in 1971. Governments have come and gone. We have not been able to achieve that feat. His Excellency President Julius Maada Bio had an avowed determination to launder the image of our country and reposition her for both local and international respectability. So this came as a payoff of the efforts he has made over the years to reposition our country as a respected member of the International Committee of Nations. But to many watchers of Sierra Leone, this is not a surprise. Already, he is chairperson of the African Peer Review Mechanism. He is chairperson of the Committee of 10 for the reform of the UN Security Council. And last year, during the Transforming Education Summit, he co-chaired that session with the UN Secretary General and is one of few African leaders that is leading, you know, the resolving the crisis in global education. So President Bio is a giant figure when it comes to international diplomacy. So this is a glorious moment for our country. It shows that Sierra Leone is truly and honestly on the ascendance.
How are the people reacting to this news?
This is another one which has been roundly celebrated by Sierra Leoneans across the political divide. They all acknowledge President Bio has dared where others have feared. He has succeeded where others have tried without much success. So this is a crowning glory of achievement for our country.
Well, I understand the president has also stepped up his campaign ahead of the June 24th general election. How are things going so far?
If you were to see the president now, you'll see a very energized, a very enthused, a very confident President Julius Maada Bio on the campaign trail. He has literally been to every nook and cranny of the country. And in many of these communities, it is they who have been recounting the kind of achievements his government has made in the last 5 years in extremely difficult circumstances of the twin problems of the Russian-Ukraine war and of COVID. So in many communities, it's been testimony moment. So he's very confident, pretty confident that he'll win these elections on the first ballot. And that is already so clear for even the blind to see.
Mohammed, some of the opposition supporters are expressing concern that they are being prevented from campaigning in the strongholds of the ruling party, and they are expressing also concern about violence, they said, unleashed by thugs.
I have been on the campaign trail with His Excellency. The campaigns have been very decorous, but politicians who do not have a message only seek recourse to violence as a means of coercing people to vote for them. In my village, for example, a group of APC thugs went there, attacked very unsuspecting villagers. As I speak to you, The village chief is battling for his dear life in hospital. He had an acid attack. He had to undergo a skin grafting operation. So this is very serious. They were perpetrators. But by and large, the campaign has remained very focused. President Bio has a message. He has a record to run on. And as government, we are the biggest beneficiaries of a peaceful, stable, and tranquil environment, which is why at every campaign stop, he has enjoined his supporters and all and sundry to keep this campaign peaceful and to eschew violence from the body politic.
Talking about the elections, does the ruling party, or for that matter, the president, have confidence in the Electoral Commission to administer credible and transparent elections? Because some of the opposition people are saying that it appears the Electoral Commission is tilted to favor the ruling party.
That is another loose, gaseous allegation. We went into the 2018 elections with everything skewed against us. We did not need all of this paraphernalia to win the elections. He won it with all the odds stacked against him. So now that he's been here in 5 years, he does not need any special favors. He simply wants a free, fair, and credible elections. He simply wants a transparent process, which the ECSL, the Electoral Commission for Sierra Leone, has promised all parties. But because the APC is ill-prepared for these elections, because they know if elections were held today, any day, the president is going to beat them on the first ballot, that is why they are rigging up every excuse, real and imaginary, to escape the elections. In some instances, some of their proteges have even called for the postponement of the elections. But this election date is carved in marble. The elections will happen, and those who have a message should reach out to the people to preach it so that they can convince voters. President Bio is doing his homework with Madam First Lady. they have gone to every place, and we are very pleased with the reception, and we are pretty confident that we'll pull off the elections.